Is there anything that you're able to do, or that you're trying to insist that Congress, or lobby with Congress at least, to make sure that the Ex-Im Bank goes back into full operation again?
Well, the first thing I thought I could do was tell our story, because it is my opinion we'll lose about half of our export sales if this is not reauthorized. We've tried to get insurance from the private sector, and the conservatives have said that the insurance sector will just fill the gap. But so far, the proposals have been completely inadequate, including the fact that most of the customers that we've been using through Ex-Im Bank, they won't even cover them in the insurance, and so we're being barred out. So let's say our business, let's say we, in the next year, we have to, cut our staff by about 10 employees. I mean, it doesn't by itself seem like a heck of a lot, but we use a lot of local suppliers, and there's probably 7 jobs that are being created at local suppliers for every one we do. So now we're talking about 70 jobs in the area just due to our loss of being unable to export products. And we will lose the business because we have competition in Europe and in Asia. They all have export banks. And, I mean, these customers places like the Middle East and Asia and Africa and South America, they would like, when we sell to them, they'd like to get open account rather than have to put their money down with the order. And if the European and Asian countries let their suppliers do that, and we can't do it, we're just going to lose out.